much necessary that you're here, give the blessings to not only your daughter, but all these young people who move forward on the spiritual path. I will just switch into German. Of the Eltern von Natalie ganz herzlich begrüßen, die Frau Orde sind. Es ist wirklich eine große Freude und ja, zeigte ihre spirituelle Offenheit und ihre ja, eigene geistige Entwicklung, dass sie zu so einem wichtigen Zeitpunkt für das Weitergehen oder sagen wir mal für den ja, individuellen, persönlichen Fortschritt ihrer Tochter gekommen sind. Mir eine große Ehre, dass sie da sind. Ich werde jetzt wieder in die englische Sprache zurückwechseln. So all of the four of you, thank you very much. You are making this a real auspicious event. I will now say a little bit what you can expect and what will come. The ritual or the old traditional initiation ceremony is consisting of several parts. We will start with opening a channel, so to say, for the Lord by chanting an ancient hymn, the Brahma Samhita. I believe the sheets are already distributed, or if not, then we can do so now. And after we have chanted the Brahma Samhita hymn, I will talk a little bit about the meaning of initiation, and then after this there will be two highlights. It will be giving the new names, the spiritual names, to those who take initiation. Second, there will be a wonderful ceremony which our Ramananda Gopal, talented priest from the forest of Germany, the Nishinga farm, will do. All right, so it's I should welcome other people. Your children are somewhere here. Where are they? Oh yeah, with good names again.
Vishal
and sister. Yes.
Uja.
Wonderful. Thank you for accompanying your parents to take initiation. You come from Pune, isn't it? All of you. Wonderful. There will be also second initiates. We are already very excited to become Brahmanas in a few moments. Good. So let us start with the Brahma Samhita. I may need. You know by heart, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we start with the hymn. It's a very beautiful hymn. Please, everyone, join us. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhidhame Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashyavadi Shatavine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sama Sukalpa Riksha
Laksha Videshu Suramira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Amaham Bhajami Venum Pananta Maravinda Lalaya Daksha Vahavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarvakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobha Govindamadi Purusham Amaham Bhajami Adora Chandra Kalasatva Namadya Vamsi Ranagadam Pranayakeli Kalavilasa Shyamam Trivanga Varitanyata Prakasha Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Andaniyasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Jiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Advaitam Ashyutam Anadim Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Pantasu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayo Ratapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sobhyasya Yatra Parasimya Vichintya Tatve Govindamadi Purusham Samaham Bhajami
Kobhyasoda Charitam Jagadanda Koti Yachakyanasti Jagadanda Chayaya Danta Ananta Rasta Paramayu Chayanta Rasta Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yadbhava Bhavita Diyo Mahujasta Daiva Sampraya Rupa Mahima Sanayana Bhusha Sutaya Veva Nigama Pratitashtu Vanti Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi Kaviya Eva Nijaruka Daya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivasadhyaya Vilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Vidayeshu Vilokayanti Yamshyama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Ramani Murti Shukalani Yamena Drishtar Nana Vakara Makaro Guvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramakumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagananda Koti Kodishva Shesha Vasudadi Vibhuti Vigna Tadrama Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Maya Hiyasya Jagananda Chatani Sute Dvayunyata Vishaya Veda Vitaya Mana Sattva Vadampi Parasattva Vishuddha Sattva Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasatmataya Manasru Yadaninam Pratipalam Smaratam Upetya Vilayitena Bhuvanani Jayat Yajasya Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami
Golokanam Ninijadam Nijade Jatasya
Devi Mahesha Haridama Sudeshu Deshu Tete Prabhava Nijaya Vidhashayena Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Shri Shri Pradaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ishanurupa Mabhiyasya Chacheshta Desha Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Shri Ram Yajada Vigara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayatena Hitata Pritagasti Veto Vyasham Bhutam Apitata Samupartikaya Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Vipacheva Hidashantaramabhyupetya Gipayate Vibhitahetu Samana Dharma Yasta Vigeva Hicca Vishnu Taya Vivati Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Yarakarana Vajadeva Jatisma Yoga Niramananda Jagadanda Saroma Kupa Adara Shakti Mahalambya Param Samurti Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Yasya Ikanishra Sitakala Matavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Nata Vishnur Mahansa Vihayasya Kala Vishesho Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Vasanya Dasma Chakaleshu Vijeshu Teja Sriyam Kiyat Prakatayatya Pitat Vadatra Brahmaya Esha Jagadanta Vidana Karta Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Yatpada Pallava Yugam Vidaya Kumbha Vande Pranama Samaye Saganati Raja Vinam Vihanto Malamasya Jagatrayasya Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Agnirmahi Gaganamambu Marudishascha Kalashtatatva Manasiti Jagatrayani Yasma Tvavanti Vibhavanti Vishantiyamcha Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Yashakshuresha Savita Sakalagrahana Raja Samasta Suramurti Rachesha Teja Yasya Gaya Brahmani Samvrita Kala Chakro Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Dharmoda Bhapa Nichaya Shudaya Stapasi Ramadikirta Padagama Dayascha Jiva Yadatta Matra Vibhava Prakata Prabhava Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Yasmin Lagopa Madhavendra Mahosakarma Vandanurupa Balabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdhati Pintuja Bhakti Bhajam Govinda Mari Purusham Namahanda Jami Yadroda Kama Sahaja Banaya Viviti Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavai Sanchitya Tasya Sadrishim Tanuha Purete Govinda Mari Purusham Namahanda Jami
Siriya Karta Karta Parama Purusha Kalpatavo Truma Bhumishchindamani Pranayi Doyamam Nritam Gala Ganam Najam Gamanam Apivam Sipriyasami Chiranandam Yudhiparam Apitar Sasvaryam Apicha Sajatra Chirambi Shabati Suyabivyatya Sumahan Nimesharako Bhavajati Nahi Atrapi Samaya Vareshena Dvipam Damam Vyagulokam Vityam Virandaste Samdajiti Viralachara Kadipaye Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam
Hare Krishna. Our chorus was okay until we came to the last, and then we had a lot of voices which were different. I'm very happy to invite all of you who have come a little later to seriously now move into this ancient ceremony which marks the beginning of serious spiritual life for those who take the first initiation and take on certain commitments on their path. And it also gives additional help for those who will take the second initiation by giving them a very, very powerful mantra which is empowering those who chant it purely to come close really to the Lord. We have invited a talented priest and he will give us a little bit frame. I'm not sure whoever does this with the microphone knows what they are doing. I'm not very convinced that it's loud enough. Is there someone, but not just anyone, but someone who knows? Krishna. So we are very proud. We have a new sound system. Now we need a person who knows how to operate it. Yes, now we are here. Alright, so let us give the microphone now to Ramananda Gopal. He is the head priest of Lord Nrsimhadev down in Singhachala in the Bavarian forest, and he will tell us a little bit about the meaning of this ceremony and exactly what are the steps which he as a priest will do here on the ceremony part. So please
take the microphone.
Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to thank for this opportunity and the trust Maharaj and the devotees put in me that I can perform this a very auspicious ceremony, and I'm begging for your blessings, because I'm just here an operating tool in your hand. So please, because it's a wonderful family of devotees, and you all welcome them with that ceremony into the family under the shelter of Maharaj. So please let me be your tool. And what we do exactly here, Maharaj started to explain already a little bit. He said that we open a channel with the chanting of the Brahma-samhita, and through this channel we inviting all our previous gurus of our sampradaya and all the auspicious deities we worship in our sampradaya, and we will offer little oblations in form of rice, aksha, what you have all in front of you, that's the rice, and then you have the burfi. Please don't eat it. It's still boga. Because we decided with the head priest of this wonderful place, Guru Gadam, here with Damodar Priya, because this Yagya Kund, as you see, is not the biggest one, probably Gurukul, they could make much bigger ones next time you get here. And so it's not the biggest one. And if we put, now we have, I think, over 15 initiates, so if you all come forward with a banana, we would extinguish the fire. So it's like if we eat a big feast, then we cannot digest. So the same would be end up in lots of smoke and would be not so pleasing to all of us. So therefore, we decided to make an auspicious offering of burfi. Haribol. And it's also there is a conception, I heard many devotees said that the bad karma of the devotees who get initiated enter into the banana and then it will go to the fire. Now this makes no sense at all, because why we should give kind of our sins or whatever to the fire? We give it as an offering of love, and this surface they made here in the house with love and devotion, and everybody as the final offering should also offer it with love and devotion. And so what we do step by step, first of all, everybody of us has a very nice cup with water and a spoon. It's our Ajman cup and the Ajman spoon. So we will make as they call it, sipping water for purification. And Maharaj always describes this very nicely, that we have to look into the water, and we gently put 3 drops of water in our right hand, in the palm, and then we look into the water and chant the mantra, and this way install the deity. I learned this from Maharaj. And then we sip it and become Krishnaized, right? And this we will do together with a mantra. That's the first thing what we do. Then the first initiates, they have to change the old neck beads into new neck beads. This is the second thing what we do. And then we chanted already the Brahma-samhita, and then your spiritual master Sachinanda Swami will give a speech where he say something to you all of you. And then the first initiates will come forward. Maharaj will say probably something about them, maybe also about the second initiate, I don't know. And then they will get a new set of chanting beats, and everybody is waiting for the new name. I hope Nidangas are ready. And yeah, and if we have done this, then we will start to make a fire here, and we will worship the fires with some mantras and some offerings and a little arati. In the meantime, we can have a slight bhajan where everybody can chant the holy name, and then we will start to worship our different acharyas and worship the deities into the fire. We will call Vaishnava fire inside here, and so we all make offerings. And this now again is important: don't take too much rice, and take the rice between these two, the Samudra, this three fingers. Oh, you can see. so, and not so much trod in the fire, not to Maharaj, not in anybody else, and tried to reach the fire. And yeah, and then when we have done this, then we all stand up, we take our final offering, in your case perfume, Maharaj Mahasaja banana, and we offer this to the fire. And then we basically, then everybody can sit in the fire. Okay. So we start with the Archman. Please repeat. Om Abhidra
Abhidra
Samavastam Garopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham
Sa
Vaya Abhayantara
Shuchi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Purify your hands. Two drops of water in the palm of your right hand. Water and chant. Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Purify your hands again. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Your matrix ready. Maybe somebody can help you. Maybe even your parents or somebody can.
Krishna,
So, my dear devotees, I will just say a few words about initiation. Let me just see, look on my notes without you seeing that. There will be devotees who take the first initiation and the second initiation. For all of them, for both groups, there is a central motive which is the same. That motive is that spiritual life always, at each step, remains a journey. A journey where two, if not three, personalities work closely together. If someone thinks the journey only means to take one step out of the home and then my journey to India or to wherever I wish to go is finished, he will find out that he will never reach. So if someone thinks that initiation is a passive process whereby you obtain in a ceremony the first step out of your house, that means that you get some new name and a sadhana, a spiritual practice, and then you think that's over, that's finished now, I have reached my goal, hogya, they say in India, hogya means it's done, then you might never reach. Initiation can give us an impetus, it can give us an empowerment, it can give us fresh wind in our sails, if you so wish. But the individual journey doesn't end here, it's only the beginning. And then it continues. I remember a lecture which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave on this subject, where he dispelled an illusion which is often there. The illusion being that initiation is just, that's all. Let me just make it until I sit at the initiation fire, and then from then on I will be carried. I can be passive. Let's stretch out my legs on the table. It's not. He said, initiation is the beginning, and then the journey starts in all seriousness, and it requires two for the journey: the spiritual master and his active help, but equally important, listen to this beautiful word, the active cooperation of the disciple. It requires two, guru and the disciple, and the third thing, the active cooperation. Then only the journey out of the door, which all of you have done, started your life seriously in Krishna consciousness, will bring you to your desired goal. Let's just focus for a moment on the journey itself. Each journey, that's a saying, at least in German, fängt an mit dem Schritt aus der Tür. Each journey starts with a step out of the door. You make a journey, or you take the spiritual life, the spiritual journey, then you are convinced that there is something very precious to be gained outside of the ordinary life, outside even of your comfort zone. And then you step over the threshold. Often leave your old life behind in some ways, and you move forward. I was talking yesterday at the disciple meeting about all these stages. Then, at one step, you meet a more accomplished traveler, the spiritual master, who gives you an access and a connection to the school, the particular tradition and lineage in which he has learned himself. That is what is done during initiation. A formal connection is started with a traditional school, which is called a parampara in English. We often like to use emotionally tinged words for this. We, like our priest said, now you will join the family. It's a description of the same thing. You will now become connected to the ancient school, the tradition from which you learn. What you will get there is an official recognition by changing your name. All our names, by the way, have the same last name, if you have ever noticed this. We are all called by the same last name. That's the Dasa, or the Dasi, servant. It said even the king of this world, Indra, even the creator of the world, hankers for this last name, the Das, or Dasi, because it authorizes you as an official member of the family of Krishna. You are a servant in that family. That's your exalted position. That's your entry. So then, with this new name and new identity or new understanding, you know, I'm a servant of Krishna. He belongs to me and I belong to him. Then a powerful tool is offered, the sacred mantra. It helps you to move away from the material concept of life and concentrate on Krishna. The second initiation means you're given a second mantra in addition to the main or the Maha mantra, and this second mantra is entitling you to come close to the Lord. You will be able to do priestly services with this mantra on the altar, right in the personal home of the Lord. That's the second initiation. But I want to say for both, that is, those who take first initiation and those who take second initiation, this is only, let me say, an impetus. It gives you strength, it gives you ability to move forward in order to utilize this newfound treasure. Yeah, your active cooperation, Anandavada, is required. For instance, listening. Sandashiva, ihr spricht wahrscheinlich über Arm Wrestling, ne? Meinst du, dass das der absolut beste Zeitpunkt und der beste Forum dafür ist? Ich hätte am liebsten ein Video gehabt, um die immer abgelenkte Natur der Hare Krishnas zu zeigen. Das war also das Beste. Arm Wrestling in der Initiation Ceremony. Du hast ins Schwarze getroffen, also besser hättest du sitzen können. Now, what should you do who sit in this initiation ceremony? Should you talk about arm wrestling or maybe new computer games on the side or so? You should try to sit down for your own initiation. That is, never think that you have reached a certain level with your first and second initiation. You should move forward. Rivers who stop moving start to stink. Hare Krishna. ist meine klare Ansage. Those of us who are not moving forward will not be able to make the full use of the divine presence. Very important. Stagnating, as long as you have not reached perfection, stagnation is equal to spiritual death. So, yes. Now, it's very important to also say, when we get a powerful mantra, there are some things which we need to learn in order to really make the mantra work. I received one very nice song last initiation by one talented musician who said, up till now I have tried to cook water on smoke. This is an expression from India, you need to know. What they do in India, they have tripods. Tripieces, actually, in Deutsch. And then they have a fire under the tripod. And they hang a rice pot from the tripod. Now, if you hang the rice pot in such a way that it doesn't touch the fire, you can wait for ages and never get cooked rice. If you hang the rice pot too high, that is, it will only get the smoke of the fire, but not the fire itself, which comes only when it's very close. So if you have the rice pot here, it looks to someone who does not know that he's cooking rice, but the rice will have to wait 400 years before it's cooked. Only when you know how to use the cooking device, the cooking method, will your rice be cooked. So in that first initiation which we give, there are 10 very powerful rules which we have to observe as we chant the sacred mantra. If we chant the mantra without observing these rules, we get only the shadow of the mantra, or as the devotee who wrote the song said, we will try to cook a rice pot with smoke. It will not work. These 10 rules are known, I believe, to all of you who take second initiation, and I won't be so hard on you as to ask you what they are, because you might be a little nervous today, which is normal for such an event. And if I ask such a question, and you might I might only get sweat from you, nervous sweat. I really request you, as you are moving on in your chanting of the Maha Mantra, try to understand what these 10 rules are. Try to understand them positively and negatively. That is, what should you avoid? The negative thing. But much more important, what should you do in order to make the mantra unfold? See, an analogy has been given. At the moment, our relationship to Krishna is not fully known to most of us. It's like we are like a rose in a budding state. Now, if we know how to chant properly, the rose will unfold and show its beautiful fragrance and form. In the same way, if you really learn how to chant the mantra in a wonderful way, what you will in the right way, you will actually see the unfolding of your relationship. And my dear devotees, There is nothing more fascinating than witnessing how your own relationship with God unfolds. See, the guru does not want that his disciples only develop a relationship to him. He is much more happy if they consciously work on their relationship with Krishna. There can be some unfortunate mishappenings in the guru-disciple relationship. That is, making this relationship or trying to lead it on the material level and coming to something which we will call in German language, what is it? Persönlichkeitsbindung, or in psychological language it's called interdependence. No. What is the English word?
Codependence.
There you are, where everything has to happen in that relationship, guru-disciple, and they become codependent. The guru becomes dependent on his disciple, thinking that when the disciple does something good, it's my own credit, and the disciple becomes dependent on the guru, thinking that only if he looks at me and only if he gives me so much attention, can I prosper. My dear devotees, try to see initiation as a beginning of your relationship with Krishna, and try to work in that relationship. Try that your heart will be like a rose flower which unfolds, and it shows all the beautiful fragrance and all the beautiful qualities which is there within your heart. It is there. You are all wonderful souls. Even when you are wonderful distracted souls, you are still wonderful souls. Because you made that step out of the door and you started the your journey positively. I beg you now, I urge you, I cannot stop to remind you, if you sit on the fire or you're witnessing those who sit on the initiating fire, don't stop there. You have a wonderful promise which is given to you, a loving, ecstatic, personal relationship with Krishna. God is not an it. He is a somebody who craves for your love and who is ready to go into the relationship if you are willing to move forward with this. Good. That is something which I wanted to say very much. So don't try to cook your rice on salt. Learn the process. Come close to the fire, remain close to the fire of Krishna consciousness in your practice. So what else is there which I want to say? Please excuse me, I'm sometimes giving so many lectures that I have to find out in which lecture I am at present moment. You will get the instrument, the sacred mantra. Now you please learn to chant it properly. If there is any qualification in my personality to lead this ceremony and to act as your guru with all what it means, encouragement, correction when I see you make a mistake and so on, if I have any qualification to sit here, it is because my spiritual master has accepted me and has agreed to train me in this process. And somehow or other, I do not know why I'm so fortunate, I like to learn and remain in the beginner's mood. And I found out that's the only qualification which I maybe have. I consider myself a learner, a learning disciple of His Divine Grace, Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I'm trying to give my best. The second is I personally am very committed to training my disciples. I'm sometimes really very, very sorry. I corrected, for instance, 3 devotees who are as dear as my heart to me. They have taken care of me in, now in the surgery. They have cooked for me. They have driven me to the hospital. They were ready to kidnap me from the hospital if the surgeon would try to keep me there. They are the dearest person in my life. That is on one level. On another level is also the intense need I feel to act as a teacher and to commit myself. So for this I'm sometimes becoming unbelieved, not popular, because sometimes we don't understand when the guru is heavy and corrects us. It means not that he doesn't like us, it means that he cares for us. It means also that he cares for our progress. It's good if someone is not as lazy as we are in our spiritual life. Someone who is close, who can remind us. That's a blessing if we find someone like this. It is a great problem if we are left to our own laziness. The government can protect you from thieves, but who can protect you from yourself? Only Krishna and his dear devotees. I'm very much committed to be helping along the path. I know that Prabhupada was very committed to me. Oh, all I can remember in my relationship with Prabhupada was he showed me what is right. And sometimes he showed with a smile, and sometimes he showed with flashes coming out of his eyes, lightning. and for that reason, I'm surrendered to him, because if he would only have shown me with a smile, I would have never learned. Let us pay our obeisances to those great souls who care to teach us in both ways. With a smile and with a correcting mood. There is lots to be said about the initiation vows. There's lots to be said, but I have understood that I can't say it all, especially not at this moment. So therefore I've written a few books, but for those who take initiations, 2 books are most important. For those who take second and a first initiation, the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name is a guidebook which helps you to understand how to move forward with the Hare Krishna mantra. And for those who take initiation vows into the second initiation, the Gayatri book serves as a guidebook to help you understand the rare gift of the Gayatri mantra, how to chant it. It also says what to do when you want to do the Gayatri mantra. I think no one wants this, but what dangers you have to avoid on the path so that the mantra doesn't leave you, but it stays with you all throughout your life as a best friend. I request you to read those books. I've written them with the purpose to say everything what I cannot say in the short time of the initiation lecture. My most important message to all of you is I wish you all the best in the journey. I have tested you for a long time, and I excuse myself if it was sometimes if you were in anxiety, but you are more than qualified, you are most qualified. I wish you a wonderful journey back home, back to Godhead. Please don't forget there's a whole spiritual tradition behind you which wants that you succeed. There's Prabhupada standing behind you. There's Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gokishore Babaji, so many, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's someone with his most beloved, with his Krishna, with Radha, who are just waiting for you. When will you come? When will you come and join them in their eternal kingdom of God and the life which you are meant for, the eternal spiritual life full of bliss and knowledge? They are, it's all there. The initiation is I think, always when I give an initiation, the room extends to the end of the world in order to give space for Shukadev Goswami, Shiva, Brahma, all the members of the Sampradaya. But because they are all spiritual, they can fit even into a small room like this. But it's an unlimited assembly which is taking part in the sacred initiation. It's not a very small event. It's a very big event, and I'm really very, very happy, and believe me, as excited as all of you are for what is now going to take place. Hare Krishna. Now comes the name. What we will do now is we will ask the devotees to come forward. I will request them to give their initiation vows, and then I will give them their beads and their sacred names. So I have the help of Sharanga Thakur, one of my very talented assistants. So let us see and put about it. I need a piece of, yes. Have you looked on it?
No.
Good. Put about as wife gets first in the So our first devotee, whom we will ask to come forward, lives in the Ukraine, right? Is Father Vardhan. His goodbye is also someday here? Yes, with a photo camera. Yes, now is time to make a photo. So,
do our best. We have done some of the meditation in the day. Yes.
So, you can speak in your local language. I understand. These things I understand. So,
what are the rules and regulations which you have to use?
No, you can't eat fish or eggs. No intoxication. No gambling. And no illicit sex.
How many rounds do you have?
Every day, 16 rounds.
Every day. This is a promise to Krishna. So, yes. Your good name is the best name. It is Varada Krishna Das. Balada. Krishna, we all know, but what is Balada? Balada means Krishna who gives benedictions and boons. Krishna who gives benedictions and boons. Balada Krishna. Balada Krishna is a wonderful devotee who does a lot of service in Ukraine by organizing festivals. They have one festival there, I think 15,000 devotees come. There's so many devotees in the Ukraine, and they all come for free. The way the festival runs is that in Russia and Ukraine, the people are in a sense different than we West Europeans. They like to give to spiritual causes. They just like to give it. It's like when I come to Russia, I meet grandmothers who want to give me a donation, and I say no, because I know that giving a donation for them means they can't eat butter for a whole year. They're so poor. But when they say no, they become really insistent. They jump at you and push it in your face. So they're very, very, very generous people, very good-hearted and very, very kind. So Hare Krishna, we wish you all the best. Balada Krishna. Keep on. Next person is Bhakta Peta.
How many rounds did you send each show?
Minimum 16.
Gentlemen, the third you.
So your name is the best name. It is Prasida Nitai Das. Thank you so much for your heavy, joyful noise. This is very nice. Prasida Nitai means the famous Nitai. For what is Lord Nityananda famous? Is he famous for his wearing one golden earring? Or is he famous for his iron rod? Is he famous for what is he famous? He is very famous for giving unconditional mercy. So your name is like this, Prasida Nitai Das. You will be able to find the name on the door and then write it, because now you have to learn the signature. The third devotee is also a wonderful soul. It's Bhakta Rajesh, who traveled all the way from the distant shores of India. Please, there you are. I think the very best is really if you go this direction. Yes, this is ideal.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Putra Shri Matasachinanda Swami Dhiti Namina Nityananda Priya Prasya Dina Patrita Kepal Kavat Hari Sankirtan Aubhar Yashi Saranam Bhavu.
Thank you.
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
And how many you have?
I have a minimum of 16 rounds.
God is there? God is also there? Your name is... Yeah, thank you. What's the best name? Rama Murari Das. It means Rama, who is also Murari Krishna. Yes, this is a joyous Rama, who is also Murari Krishna. It's a very powerful name. I'm very happy that you have gone the journey up till now. I first met you in a mud house, or before a mud house, at a very holy place in Vrindavan. At that time, I was not so inclined to accept disciples in countries where I do not regularly go. I go regularly to India, but not as a preacher, but as a soul who takes shelter himself and so on. But you and your good wife, who will be the next devotee, were very determined by your let me say, by your own sincerity in your Krishna conscious practice, you have melted an ice mountain. I wish you all the best, and I want to encourage you and your family to continue keeping your focus on kirtan, where you sing and the holy names of the Lord. This is the most wonderful gift of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya to all of us. The holy name, which will do everything for your spiritual emancipation in your life. Hare Krishna. I will now request the wife of Rama Murari Das to come forward, Bhakti Simran, with yes, Hare Krishna.
I'm not going to eat meat, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Good. How many rounds will you take?
No, I'm going to do 16 rounds.
Very good. Yes, very good. Very good. So,
there's so much. Do you also feel there's so much ecstasy in these holy names? Your good name is Syama Hara Devi Das. Syama Hara Devi. Syama Hara is the name of Srimati Radharani. It is a name which indicates that she is very close to Syama or Krishna. Hara means a necklace. So Syama Hara means Radha, who is a necklace worn by Lord Syama. It's a very poetic name. It indicates closeness
very big closeness to Krishna. That's the idea. Thank you very much. I wish you also all the best. I know you have two wonderful children to educate and to cook for and to wash the clothes and to everything what it means. But I'm very confident that you will be able to have the time to chant your 16 attentive rounds and continue your wonderful service to the community around Radha Kunya Vihari in Pune. I wish you all the best. Hare Krishna. Our next devotee and her husband is also here. Most wonderful husband. He is my advisor. My husband. Her husband's name is I shouldn't do that. Uta Bhavana. Back in the arches, please come. Yes, please. So nervous, I'm forgetting your name by Uta Bhavana.
I vow to not eat meat, fish or eggs, to not take any intoxications. Mm-hmm. I vow to not gamble, mm-hmm. and to not do any illicit sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many rounds will you chant?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, I think I first have to give you, you your beads, and then
okay.
Your good name is also a name of Radharani. It is Bhakti Gamya Devi Dasi. Bhakti Gamya means Radha Rani who is approached by bhakti or devotional service. Gamya means one goes to her like this. So may you actually do all the journey until you knock at Radha's door. She will open it wide leaf for you. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Gamya. And please keep your joyful nature, or this is very helpful in spiritual life. Our next devotee is Bhakti Natalie. Your name, also the name of Radharani, it means, it is, I'm getting ecstatic here. The name is Nava Kishori Devi Dasa. Kishori means Radharani, who is an ever new youthful girl. This is quality of being always new. You find also in Krishna's name, Nava Yuvanam. He's always blossoming. And for your service as a
preacher in Vienna or someone who brings, you will have to take this help of that creative potential within you. To attract many Viennese, or what they call them, people from Vienna. Okay, our next and last devotee who receives the sacred initiation is Bhakti Kathleen from Vancouver. Well, that's ready with the camera. Very good. Good moment.
No unsuccess, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Minimum of 16 hours.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So your good name is Krishna Prana Devi Dasi. Krishna Prana Devi Dasi means, is the name of Radha, it means the life force of Lord Krishna. I think we all know Prana means the life essence or the life force. So may you give life to the spreading of this wonderful ancient tradition for the benefit of modern people. And never lose the prana, never lose the life, but this gives life to Krishna in your relationship. So very wonderful names, Varada Krishna, Krishna who gives booze, Prasida Nithai, famous Nithai, Ram Purari, Syamaharya Devi Dasi, Bhakti Gandhya, Nava Kishori, Krishna Prana. I want to now request all of you who are sitting here to do one thing which we find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I request you for a moment to go deep into your own heart and look for good wishes, well wishes for these young devotees who can need all the strength and all the support in their spiritual life. And then when you found something, I mean, you know your own life and you know how important certain sections in your life, the well wishes of others there. And so you please come and give these well wishes but first we stop everything and look in your heart for these well wishes. Okay, now kindly raise your hands in a gesture of sincere blessing and let us call out, Go Premanandi! Go Premanandi! You're so kind and you're so enthusiastic. Very, very nice to be with all of you. Yes, this was the first initiation. The second initiation will take place in the ceremony now. And later, right after this, I request all of you who receive the second initiation to come up in my room, where you will get the secret mantra, which will only be told to you. It will be Ananta Gaur. This is Ananta Gaur. I think many of you do not get an opportunity to meet him often because he is in the Gurukul in Mayapur and training with the students there. Then there's Dvija Nayaka here. And Ishvara Puri Das, yes, from the Zagreb temple. Then there's the highly Brahminical Jai Gopal Das. I say this because I know him very well, and he has struggled with me, and I know his wonderful qualities. Then there is, oh yeah, a couple, Vrindavan Bihari Das and Subhadra Devi Dasi. They are there. And, wow, the very, very nice servant who always types my seminars, Nitya Kishori Devi Dasi. Your friend is also there?
I'm here, Maharaj.
Good. It's a real Vaishnava friend is also there, our Vishnu Priya. Good. Fine. So, we will now turn over to our priest, and he will guide us in what we need to do.
Möchtest du das Mikrofon wohl am besten haben, oder?
Das ist okay, oder?
Achso. Ist gut, dann haben wir es mehr cool.
Okay.
Wir machen.
Oder warte mal, dann kannst du besser hantieren, wenn du ohne Mikrofon.
Ja.
Ja, genau, wenn du das anfragst.
Ja, so, ich werd kurz das Feuer hier machen und vielleicht können wir in der Zwischenzeit einen Batschern machen.
Oh, Hare Krishna, maybe for
Hare Rama.
Okay, so Hare Krishna, now we are ready for the to make the offerings to the fire. We have called the fire called Vaishnava Namahnya. And so please everybody get this rice ready. And with these two fingers please follow the repeat of the meeting. And when we say Swaha, then you call twice. Three times. Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. Om.
Om.
Timirandasya.
Timirandasya.
Dinanchana.
Gaptaya.
Chakshur.
Chakshur.
Unmedam.
Unmedam.
Yena.
Yena.
Asmae.
Asmae.
Sri Gurave Namaha.
Sri Gurave Namaha.
Sri Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya,
Namo Bhishtam,
Namo Bhishtam,
Gavidam,
Snapidam,
Yena Bhutale,
Yena Bhutale,
Svayam Rupa,
Svayam Rupa,
Paramayam,
Paramayam,
Dadati,
Dadati,
Svapadantikam,
Svapadantikam,
Vandeham,
Vandeham,
Siguro,
Siguro,
Siyuta, Padakamalam,
Sri
Gurum,
Sri Gurum,
Vaishnavamscha,
Vaishnavamscha,
Sri Rupam,
Sri Rupam,
Sagaracharam,
Sagaracharam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Raghunatham,
Raghunatham,
Vidam,
Vidam,
Damsa Jivam,
Damsa Jivam,
Sadvaitam,
Sadvaitam,
Sabhadudam,
Sabhadudam,
Parichan,
Parichan,
Sahiram,
Sahiram,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Sri Radha,
Sri Radha,
Krishna Varam,
Krishna Varam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Lalita,
Lalita,
Sri Vishakham Vidamscha,
Sri Vishakham Vidamscha,
Swaha,
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 Namo
Om. Vishnupadaya,
Vishnupadaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimade,
Srimade,
Satchinanda Swami,
Satchinanda Swami,
Namine,
Namine,
Swaha,
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 Namo
Om.
Vishnupadaya,
Vishnupadaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimade,
Srimade,
Bhakti Vidanda,
Bhakti Vidanda,
Swami,
Swami,
Dinamine,
Dinamine,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Saraswati Deva,
Saraswati Deva,
Gaudavani,
Gaudavani,
Pracharine,
Pracharine,
Nirvishesha,
Nirvishesha,
Sunyavadi,
Sunyavadi,
Vaschadya,
Vishatarine,
Vishatarine,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prishtaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Uthale,
Uthale,
Srimade,
Srimade,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Namine,
Namine,
Shri,
Shri,
Vashabhanavi,
Vashabhanavi,
Devi,
Devi,
Daityaya,
Daityaya,
Kripadaye,
Kripadaye,
Krishna Sambandha,
Krishna Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Daine,
Daine,
Rabave,
Rabave,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Madhayochvala,
Madhayochvala,
Remadhyaya,
Remadhyaya,
Sri Rupanukta,
Sri Rupanukta,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Sri Gaura,
Sri Gaura,
Karuna Shakti,
Karuna Shakti,
Vaikaraya,
Vaikaraya,
Namostude,
Namostude,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Srimurtaye,
Srimurtaye,
Dinacharine,
Dinacharine,
Rupanukta,
Rupanukta,
Viruta,
Viruta,
Apasitanda,
Apasitanda,
Anta,
Anta,
Harine,
Harine,
Vaa,
Vaa,
Kishoraya, Sakshat Vairagya, Murtaye, Vipralamba, Asambode, Adambujaya, Hey Namaha, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Svarupaya Rupanuka Rayate Vaha Gauravya Baya Gauravya Gauravi Baba
Gauravi Baba
Bhumistvam
Bhumistvam
Nirdeshta
Nirdeshta
Zachana Briya
Zachana Briya
Vaishnava
Vaishnava
Sauvabhauma
Sauvabhauma
Sri Chakanadaya
Sri Chakanadaya
Sri Namaha
Sri Namaha
Vanchakalpa
Vanchakalpa
Sarupyascha
Sarupyascha
Ripasindoya
Ripasindoya
Evacha
Evacha
Patitanam
Patitanam
Venebio
Venebio
Vaishnavebio
Vaishnavebio
Om Namaha Krishna Prema
Krishna Prema
Atayade
Atayade
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Krishna Chaitanya
Krishna Chaitanya
Namne Gaure
Namne Gaure
Vishnu Maha
Vishnu Maha
Svaha
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 Pancha
Tatvatmakam
Krishnam
Bhaktarupa
Arupakam Bhaktavataram
Bhaktakyam
Namami Bhaktashaktikam
Bhaktashaktikam
Svaha
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 Pancha
Tatvatmakam
Krishna
Bhaktarupa Varupakam Bhaktavadaram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam
Vaha
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 Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dina Bando,
Dina Bando,
Jagatpade,
Jagatpade,
Gopesha,
Gopesha,
Gopika Khanda,
Gopika Khanda,
Radha Khanda,
Radha Khanda,
Namostude,
Namostude,
Swaha,
Swaha,
Swaha, Jayatam,
Jayatam,
Surato,
Surato,
Bango,
Bango,
Mama Manda,
Mama Manda,
Madergati,
Madergati,
Matsavasva,
Matsavasva,
Padambojao,
Padambojao,
Radha,
Radha,
Madam Manoha,
Madam Manoha,
Svaha,
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 Divyat, Vrindaranya
Vrindaranya
Kalpaturumada
Kalpaturumada
Srimat
Srimat
Ratnagara
Ratnagara
Simhasanastau
Simhasanastau
Sri Sri Radha
Sri Sri Radha
Kula Govinda Deva
Kula Govinda Deva
Prishtalibi
Prishtalibi
Sivyamau
Sivyamau
Marami
Marami
Vaha
Vaha
Vaha Asa,
Asa,
Rasa Rambi,
Rasa Rambi,
Vamsivata,
Vamsivata,
Daistita,
Daistita,
Kasham,
Kasham,
Venu,
Venu,
Vanai Gopir,
Vanai Gopir,
Gopinata,
Gopinata,
Kriestuna,
Kriestuna,
Vaha,
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 Radha Kanchana,
Radha Kanchana,
Gaurangi,
Gaurangi,
Radhe,
Radhe,
Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrishabhanu,
Vrishabhanu,
Sute Devi,
Sute Devi,
Pramanani,
Pramanani,
Hari Priye,
Hari Priye,
Svaha,
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 Svaha, Jaya,
Jaya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Sri Advaita,
Sri Advaita,
Gadadara,
Gadadara,
Sri Vasari,
Sri Vasari,
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Svaha,
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 Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare, Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Svaha,
Svaha.
Okay, now please stand all up. And we can start already with a little kirtan or pacha. I'm going to go to the next one.